Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation.
Hey.
Here we go.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, sometimes machines do things.
Happy Friday.
Sometimes machines do things. All right. We gave you that password. Now you got to pull out that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Because it's time for Beat the Bank. We'll take caller number 29.
29.
Yeah. To play Beat the Bank. We'll give you a little minute to call in because we're going to launch into Jenna's favorite segment of the week. It's time for...
Hey!
With Jenna Owens, she brings us what she's been into this last week.
I need to change things up a bit, too.
Okay.
This whole list of things I've been compiling for y'all, and I brought a snack.
Oh, okay.
But I've just been in the production room. No, you're still going to get your snack.
Okay,
I'm just so excited because I want to continue my conversation I was having with Anna and Yolanda and Justin because we just discovered that American Horror Story is going back to its roots.
Oh.
The Ryan Murphy Show that, in all honesty, kind of started tanking a little bit in our opinion. So we just went through. I know you guys don't really watch this show, but people that watch the show love the show. Mm-hmm. We haven't been as happy lately.
Okay.
Because we love the first few seasons of this show.
Was the Gaga one really good?
Gaga one was kind of, for me, where it started to decline a little bit. I liked Hotel.
Uh-huh.
But everyone that I've talked to, their favorite season was Coven. And Murder House. House was the first one, and so Ryan just revealed that the next one that comes out this September is going to be a crossover between Murder House and Coven, which were everyone's favorite. Coven's the witches. So that was the coolest season of American Horror Story. I liked Asylum. That was my favorite. But
in an American Horror Story, they use the same actors every season. It's just different storylines and different characters, right?
Apparently, they've said there's a lot that crosses over. I don't know if I watch it closely enough to pay attention to some of that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the last season got really political, and one was about a reality show.
And
it's been some that haven't been as great. So anyway, I'm just going to have to replace one of my what I likes with that because I'm really excited.
Okay, that's really cool.
You guys want the snack?
Yeah, we'd like a snack.
Yeah.
You're not going to love the snack.
Why not? Is
but
it kale?
I love the snack. I went to great lengths to bring this to you and to get it into the right temperature for you to sample it right now.
Okay.
On Monday, what came out and I said I want to try it?
The pickle thing. The Sonic pickle slushy.
Get hyped. Because I got it, I froze it, it's fresh, and now it's been thawing all morning for you to drink. It's actually quite interesting. Come on.
All right.
Okay. We each get our own straws.
Well, if you want, or you can just share.
I don't mind sharing.
Exactly.
Kelly's got the scowl.
It is a crazy experience in your mouth when you take this down.
It smells like a jar of pickles.
At first, it tastes like pickles. Then it tastes like lime syrup. And then it tastes just kind of sweet.
Lime syrup.
Huh. Isn't it crazy?
So much is happening in my mouth right now.
It's a flavor explosion. It's like, at first I'm kind of like, eh. And then I'm like,
That's exactly what I'm feeling right now.
And then you want to drink more.
Yeah.
Okay, pass it around. This is Sonic pickle juice.
Give me a straw. I want to drink after your straw.
I gave you the straws, JC.
Oh, sorry, bro. It's okay, Al.
No.
We're like brothers.
No.
So you guys don't like pickles or pickle juice?
I love pickle juice.
I like pickle juice, actually.
These are coffee straws. You're going to have to suck so hard to get it out.
I would just take down the regular straw. Sorry, I didn't bring more.
It's not bad.
Right? It's
you get what I'm saying? It almost tastes like a frozen margarita with a little bit of pickle in it.
I'll pretend it's a margarita.
It's not going to be as gross as you think it's going to be.
I actually do think I want to stop by Sonic, pick one of those up, and throw some tequila up in that thing.
You better believe I got two, and I actually...
It tastes like... Well, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
If you're hot and sweating, and you just worked out, and you want a treat... It's actually pretty good.
Pretty decent, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew you'd be kind of surprised.
I was very skeptical.
I know.
It's like lime juice. Yeah, you're right. It's like lime juice.
It's got a good aftertaste.
I don't know that I'd want to drink a whole one. You know, it's one of those things. It's like after about...
I drink like almost half of one yesterday, actually, and then I put it in the freezer because I realize it has a lot of sugar and I'm trying to not drink a lot of sugar, but it's but there's something in it that makes you want to drink more of it.
Yeah, like a margarita.
A margarita. It does. It kind of tastes like a margarita.
A little salt on the rim, a little tequila. This would be, a I'm glad great margarita.
Well done, Sonic.
I like it. I know.
Yeah.
know, I had never pulled up to a Sonic and ordered.
Really? Oh, you've never done the button?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-mm. And she brought out a bunch of food, and I'm like, that's not mine. Like, it was for the, I don't know how they kept track of everything. Yeah.
Because they have little, it's like a, like, they have numbers on the stalls. It's really cool. Some even have roller skates.
Try the, I used to take a girl every Friday to Sonic on her lunch break, repeatedly. And she would get the chili cheese dog, foot long, I believe it was.
That's right.
And she swore by it. And I liked it, too. But I that's, when I think about Sonic, that's all I
you
think about.
You took a girl on a date, and every time she got a chili cheese dog.
Every Friday. Every Friday. We dated for a while.
Yeah?
But every Friday, that was our lunch date.
Chili cheese footlong.
Don't forget to tip when they bring it to your car. That's why I go through the drive-thru when I don't have cash to tip.
Oh, yeah. See, I know
you don't tip, do you?
I just paid with my card.
Oh, I had to pay cash.
Yeah.
Just a tip when they come bring it to your car.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Sonic employees.
It's full service.
I know, I'm sorry. I'd pay with my card.
But we'll then go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, now I know.
Yeah.
There was a drive-thru?
Some. I think.
Some of them, not all of them.
I thought I saw cars lined up. Yeah. I didn't know. I was overwhelmed with the whole experience. But anyway, the pickle juice slushy's pretty good.
Some advice from Kid Nation members on the text. Take small sips. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I took a very,
yeah,
very
and you got to go up and down with that straw. You know, you got to, like, get it up top and move it down because
that's what she said.
Chase. Okay. So, JC, what's something that's been driving you nuts lately and you like to mess with the people?
Oh, telemarketers and those scam artists that are saying they're from the IRS, but they're not.
Do you have this app someone was telling me about the other day called RoboKiller?
No.
All right, so it's actually, and then I looked into it to see, because I mean, there's a lot of apps out there. Yeah. Some things don't work how they say they're going to work. You have the app?
Mm-hmm, I believe so.
Do you use it? So this app doesn't just notify you and show up like a telemarketer is calling you. It actually plays the pranks that JC likes to play on telemarketers.
Oh, really?
You can choose from a variety of scenarios. So you're basically giving them a taste of their own medicine is what they say. But
you can call them back?
It has answer bots. So these are pre-recorded discussions, and they fool the spam bots into thinking that it's an actual human answering the phone, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's one that, you know, is a Russian accent and doesn't speak English very well.
Oh, so good.
Or there's one that says, like, talks to them like they've won a cruise.
This is only great if it records the call and you get to hear it later.
Right, that would be pretty cool. I wish in the next update that they have, they give you a little soundboard so that you can control what's being said.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
And like I said, record it so you can listen back to both, you know, the whole dialogue.
I hope the creators are listening.
So there's a variety of responses. It also blocks the number from ever calling you again and keeps a record of the incoming calls that stopped. It does cost you. It's $2 a month, but the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, awarded the app. It won a contest. I didn't know the FTC had contest as the best new robocall stopper. And they say some of the voices may not be politically correct. There's a Southern Belle, and it plays a bit to stereotypes. Anyway.
Yeah, it says it blocks.
Or it'll say you've reached a number that's been disconnected. You can put that response in there, which is pretty cool.
Reduce unwanted calls by 85% within the first 30 days. I don't think I've ever used it, but I do have. But my spam calls do come up as spam. Like, that's what the caller ID will say.
That helps you with that?
Yeah, it's a spam or telemarketer, so I do know that. So I just don't answer those calls.
I just don't answer it if I don't recognize it.
Yeah.
I answer it.
Smell later.
I answer it with the hopes of messing with somebody.
I know.
All right, well, Father's Day Sunday. Do I have time for one more? I
had
a list of things today. Okay, one more real quick. Father's Day Sunday, and I came across this website called, where is it? Simple Best, I think is what it's called. And anyway, it's just a lot of life hack products, you know, like a pizza cutter, scissors. It's also a spatula that you can buy on Amazon.
That's
so when the pizza comes out, you can actually put the spatula under it. The scissor part cuts it. It's like $14. That way you can cut the pizza up immediately instead of waiting on it to cool and trying to use a roller. But this product is Simple Most is the website. But these are high definition horizontal glasses does that make me lazy? When you're laying down in bed, you can watch television without straining your neck. So I thought it might be kind of funny if your dad's always laying down watching TV, because you can lay however you want, you know, as long as the glasses can kind of see the TV. You don't have to be upright to watch TV.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
I don't know if we have a photo of it.
It clips the screen in your glasses?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you can lay down fully horizontal in your bed like that. And then
and still see the TV.
Yeah.
Or you can just mount your TV on the ceiling.
Right.
Wow. That's forward thinking right there.
But this is a $10 option.
Oh, got it. And you don't have to worry about a big flat screen falling on you.
Mounting a TV on the ceiling. Has it been done?
Oh, yeah. Sure it has. I got mirrors on my ceiling. Why would you have a TV?
Huh.
Don't you have mirrors on your ceiling?
Well, I used to.
You did not.
College.
You did not.
Oh, yeah.
Creepy.
The pain. Beat the pain. Maxim's list. How will she take it? Courtney's the only sister didn't make it.
Beat. Take that off the show. This.
Oh, is that?
Five, I guess.
Oh, dang. Show this top five coming up in 40 minutes, by the way.
Well, I mean, there's more like 99 other girls.
Why don't you rap about money and stuff?
Yeah, why don't you leave the gossip to Kelly?
I got like four here. I just picked that one.
Wow, Al. Speaking of gossip, according to a Sonic employee, from the text, Sonic employees are not allowed to keep their tips, just so you're aware.
Why? I did not know that.
Really?
Why?
I don't know.
Tipped big yesterday.
I don't know.
Why? Really? Did they put them in a pool and split them?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they need to verify what's going on.
Clarification on that.
We need clarification, Sonic employee.
That I understand if they put them in a pool and everybody shares.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing excellent. Congratulations on being caller number 29. What are you up to?
Oh, my gosh. I just pull up to work.
Oh, you just what do you do?
I'm a medical coder and biller.
The medical coding and billing.
Coding and billing.
Yeah. C&B.
Yeah, but I do all the coding. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe on the coding.
I have some friends that do all the coding, too.
Yeah, it's not. It has its days.
Oh, coding. My bad. I thought you were talking about the
code.
My bad. We're talking about different codings.
Hi, coding.
All right, got you. All right, Amber, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Friendship.
Password accepted.
Friendship is the password. You have gained access to the bank vault. Here's Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play Beat the Bank.
Oh, wow.
Amber.
I haven't done this in so long. I hope I remember. I'm kidding. We're going to put you in the bank vault with the banker. He's going to call out dollar amounts and increasing values. He could go as high as $1,000 or the vault could slam shut on you. Mm-hmm. You've got to yell stop before that happens. Even if it goes up to $1,000, you have to yell stop, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha.
Got it.
That's how you do it right there, Kelly Raspberry, giving us the rules.
Oh.
Well done. Well done. All right, Amber, you know the rules. All you have left to do is win some money. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$90, $200, $260, $310. 350, 420, 450, 510, 530, 570, 620, 680.
Does the banker not know it's Friday?
Mm.
I'm sorry, Amber. That vault door closed, but it was a pleasure talking to you this morning.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
All right. You have a wonderful day at work today. At least it's the weekend, so there's a little bright spot right there.
Oh, $680. So sorry, Amber.
I know. And more Sonic employees have been texting us. Turns out that was fake news. They do get to keep their tips, Kelly.
Oh, okay. Good.
Maybe that was just an isolated incident for that person.
Maybe that was just a bad manager.
Yeah. I was a Sonic employee for 3 years. I always kept all my tips.
There you go.
One of them said she met her roller skating boyfriend there.
There you go.
I love that story.
before. It's happening everywhere. Story.
All right, good to know. So now we know tip at Sonic and they do get to keep
okay,
it.
Okay, good deal.
That's good news. Make me feel good about life. All right, let's clear those phone lines for Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want you to call us and tell us about those stories that are making you smile. What's going on in your world? All the good coming up this week and maybe next week. Maybe it just happened to you.
All right.
Whatever it is, as long as it makes us smile, we want to hear about it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Amber. Oh, no, actually, no.
No.
I don't know why I said congratulations. I just saw I jotted her name down. And I forgot. Congratulations to Amber for getting through for Beat the Bank. But unfortunately, the vault did close on her.
Yeah.
She seems like such a nice person, too. But we do have another chance for you to play Beat the Bank coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll hook you up with another password, and then you go inside the vault. The banker was tricky this morning. You'd think he'd be in a good mood because it's Friday, but I guess nah, man.
Yeah.
You wanted to play it tough on Amber. Feel you, girl. But speaking of feeling good, let's get into Feel Good Friday.
And that should make you feel good.
Phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want you to call us and tell us why you're feeling good this morning, Kid Nation. As long as it's making you smile, that means you're feeling good, right?
Yeah.
Got a good text right here from a Kid Nation member. It says, my dad was given 6 months to live 8 months ago.
All right, then.
Not only are the cancer treatments working, over half of his tumors are gone.
Amen.
Awesome.
That is an absolute feel-good Friday right
yeah,
there.
It is.
Miracle and an answer to many prayers,
right?
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And we wish all of those disappear. We're going to be praying for your dad. And Cody wrote us, West Virginia. Representing.
All right.
My wife's birthday's coming up, and I got these boots she's been eyeing for months, but she refused to buy them because they were expensive. Well, I got them. She's a stay-at-home mom of our two little girls and deserves more credit than she deserves herself. So
go.
Can't wait to see her face.
Yay.
I hope she's not listening right now.
Well, maybe she is, and she thinks, there's no way that's me.
No.
Yeah.
No, has to be somebody else.
Can't afford those boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done, Cody.
Good job,
and my
bro.
Husband's name's Cody, too, but it's just a coincidence.
Yeah. And he lives in West Virginia also.
Maybe he lives in East Virginia. No.
You know how many Codys there are in West Virginia? A lot. Lots of
Cody. Surprise hasn't been ruined, though.
She's stay-at-home mom. Maybe she's dealing with the baby
right
now. Yeah. What's up, Steven?
Steven,
you there?
Hello?
There he is.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, not much. What about you guys?
Just chilling, man. Want to hear your feel-good?
All right. Feel Good Friday story. I separated from the military recently, decided to get out and start my life in the civilian world. And to surprise my wife, I drove halfway across the country straight to see her.
Aww.
It was a 24-hour drive straight from California to Arkansas, and she was very happy
yeah.
when I got there.
What kept you awake, the excitement or energy drinks?
Tons and tons of coffee.
Yeah.
There you go. Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you, brother.
Can you give her a big old kiss and say, I'm going to go take a nap?
yeah. Whenever I got home, I actually just, like, basically fell into her arms and, like, fell asleep right there.
Said, sorry about my coffee breath, baby, but I love you.
I drove 24 hours for you, girl.
You could snuggle together while you nap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a real life
so
notebook
sweet.
Right there. I wrote you every day. 365 letters. Good job, Steven.
It's just like the notebook. It really is. The comparison.
Good job, brother. Thank you for your service.
What's up, Sarah?
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing good. Excellent. Welcome to Feel Good Friday.
Thanks. So my Feel Good Friday is, this is my husband's first Father's Day this weekend. We have twin boys that are 7 months old.
Aww.
And we actually had to have in vitro to get pregnant with them. Well, I just found out that I am pregnant without in vitro.
So he's also gonna
find out he's going to be another daddy again.
Yeah.
Surprise!
So you haven't told him yet, or you're going to tell him Sunday?
I'm telling him Sunday. I'm going to give him the stuff from the boys.
Oh, my God. With seven-month-old twins.
Please video that.
Yes.
And send it to us.
Yeah.
Please video that and send it to us.
We would love to see that.
I absolutely have to, yes.
And congratulations, Sarah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Thank you. Does it sometimes just, like, activate it?
I don't know.
My doctor explained that sometimes your body kind of, like, wakes up and says, oh, this is how it works. You know, it's like your body... Yeah, I don't know.
Gave
how
it
do
a
you
little,
explain
like,
it, you know?
Little jump start.
Yeah, something happened. And sometimes soldiers, they make it, you know.
The soldiers make it.
It's a soldier story.
That's how these guys have like multiple kids with multiple chicks. Like that's, it just something woke up.
That's what it is. Just as beautiful
that's
a story.
All we were talking about.
Just as beautiful of a story.
All right. Priscilla wrote us on the text and said, I'm going to see Post Malone in Austin tomorrow. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Huh. My buddy posted a picture of his mom with Post Malone.
Yeah,
at his house.
That white tee, but and he wasn't even there, right?
No, white tee wasn't. It was my buddy White Tee, and so I wrote him. I'm like, "How's Post Malone hanging with your mom?" And he goes, "Oh, we're neighbors." I've been friends with this guy for 5 years. Not once has he mentioned that he's neighbors with Post Malone.
That's a good neighbor.
Yeah, that's a great neighbor.
Not telling all his business.
Is it
no big deal? Like, you know.
It's one of his best friends.
Yeah. At least that would slip out one time, like, yeah. Post Malone's my neighbor.
Maybe he's just a regular guy to him. Does he know all your neighbors' names?
Yeah. George and Adam. He knows them all.
George and Adam.
Yeah. He knows them all. They're fine. From the text, it's a picture of a Kid Nation member with my wife and says, "JC, your wife's cooler than you." Yeah, my wife's feel good. She went to a Selena night last night.
Oh, she was in heaven.
I haven't talked to her yet. She got home like at midnight or one. I don't remember.
Mom's night out.
Yeah, she had a good time. Mom's night out. Her cousin's in town. And then today we're going to go see The Incredibles 2.
It's so good.
Is it? I'm excited.
Didn't you hear me talking about it the other day?
I think we'll talk to you.
It's so good. Now, I never saw the first one. And a lot of people are saying it's sort of a repeat of the first one, but I don't care because I didn't see the first one.
We'll see what Gray
Drake
has to
say about it. And the first one was 14 years ago.
Yeah.
So you might have forgotten.
We'll see if Gray Drake's busy this morning. We'll try to talk to
him. Oh, it's so good.
It's supposed to be a good movie weekend this weekend. Hi, Jordan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Hi, y'all.
What's your feel-good Friday?
Well, my Feel Good Friday is that my fiance and I were gifted with a house by my grandparents.
How nice.
That's very nice.
Are you going to go in there like flip or flop or fixer upper and just redo it and make it your own?
Yes, it's definitely a fixer upper. It's a little country farmhouse.
Well, that's all right.
It's every dream.
That's an epic grandparent gift.
Yeah,
right there.
It is.
You need to apply for flipper flopper, fixer upper, or something, and see if Joanna can come out and do shiplap and subway tiles.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be gorgeous.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you have a blank canvas.
Thank you.
I'm jealous.
Cool grandparents right there, too. Congratulations, man.
That's awesome. What a burden lifted off of that.
Right? You don't have to worry about that?
Yeah.
Now, on the phone with us, a Kid Nation member called, and this was a story that I wanted to do on the show, but she decided to call for Feel Good Friday.
Before we could get to her?
No, before we could get to the story, because this story
is...
It's getting nationwide coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a kid, an autistic kid, who gave a speech at his high school graduation.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this.
And it's a big deal because since he's autistic, he rarely speaks. And the theme of the speech was unexpected things. Vicky's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Vicky.
Good morning.
This is so cool that you called our show and we wanted to actually talk about your son's story.
Hey, she wanted to call in for Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, I know.
We're assuming that you're feel good.
Yeah, I had never called before, and I definitely do after seeing, you know, all the comments that are coming out of this video, how many people are happy after having seen it.
It's a very moving speech.
I watched it yesterday after the show. Your son's name's Seth Scott, right?
Yes.
And I want to play a little, because we do have the clips from it.
Cool.
This is Vicky's son, Seth, giving a speech at his graduation.
My name is Seth Scott, and I am a student with learning differences. To be more specific, I have autism and a social communication disorder. While I have a vocabulary that you do, and I have the ability to physically produce spoken words, it is not the normal theme for me to electively speak. Just by my being here, speaking to all of you, me, that alone is unexpected.
Oh,
so cool.
And you worked with him for a while on this, right, Mom?
It was 7 weeks.
Yes. Wow. Intense.
How were you when this was going on?
I don't know. It's hard to explain. I was very excited. And it was more because I kept it a secret. None of the family and friends there had any idea this was about to happen.
What?
Wow.
So you guys were just showing up to graduation thinking he's going to walk the stage and that's it. And then he gets up and gives this 6-minute long speech that is now nationwide news.
Exactly.
What? Who came up with the idea for your son to speak? Was that your idea? Is it something that he came to you and said he really wanted to do?
It was actually my idea. Mm-hmm. The school had been sending out emails saying, you know, seniors, if you want to audition to speak at the graduation, come sign up. And
I never heard of that.
No.
I had neither.
Yeah.
Did he audition or, I mean.
Yes, he did.
He did. Okay.
I went to him and asked him, you know, hey, graduation's coming up, and they're asking seniors who would like to speak if they want to sign up to audition. And I told him, and he just jumped up and just very firmly looked at me and said yes. And he just had this all-over-body shiver because he was so excited about the prospect of doing it.
Wow.
And the brother who helped him write it, Sim, we're going to pick him up today. He's down at Texas Alliance Camp for Kids with Disabilities. Sim is a brain tumor survivor, and the other feel-good that I have for today is his 9-year diagnosis anniversary is coming up on Monday,
yeah.
And he's in remission.
Oh, that's great.
But so you have double feel-good.
Oh, yeah. He's been giving speeches to raise money for children's charity since he was 6 years old back in 2009. He's given dozens of speeches. He's partnered up with primarily Children's Miracle Network.
Yeah.
He was treated down at Dallas Children's. That's where both of his brain surgeries were at.
Yeah.
And so over the years, Seth has watched his brother give speeches, and he's seen how it makes people happy and it gives people hope. And while Seth can't really express for me his motivations for being so excited, I think it's because he felt that he had the chance to give back and give other people joy.
Well, you know what?
Like his brother.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Seth was definitely an inspiration. Check this out.
Remember, if you are following in someone else's footsteps, you will only get where they want to go. Be the unexpected like me. Do the unexpected for the benefit of others. Live the unexpected for your own happiness. Congratulations to the Plano Senior High School graduating class of 2018. Best wishes to you all.
Yeah. Oh,
that is awesome.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
1,000 people in his graduating class. 12,000 people at the stadium that the graduation took place in.
Millions will see it online.
Millions have seen it on TV and on the internet.
Good job, Mama.
Good job, Mama.
Does Seth know how huge this is, Vicky? Does he understand?
No, he's being kind of bashful about it.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, what a stud.
When I've shown him, he smiles, so I know that he's happy.
Awesome.
But I think it's kind of overwhelming a little bit.
Yeah. No, I bet it is. Well, Vicky, I would love to get your phone number so maybe we could do something with Seth, and we could have Seth give us speeches here in the future. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Give him a big old hug from all of us, please.
Deal?
I will. Deal.
Deal. All right. All right. Big hug, Vicky. Thank you for sharing your Feel Good Friday with us, and congratulations to your son, Seth, for that awesome 6-minute speech
he
has.
That's great, man.
We'll actually post a link at kidnation.com if you want to check that out.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's an awesome speech. Great. Thank you, Vicky. Hold on for us. I want to get your phone number so we can get Seth on the show, too.
Oh, man.
That is cool.
That's great.
That's a way to end Feel Good Friday.
Congratulations to his brother. 9 years.
Yeah, right?
Remission.
Come on. Coming up next, we have the Showbiz Top 5 with Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, Chris Brown, this lady got a restraining order against him, and I'm going to go ahead and say, this sounds kind of, I agree with Chris's lawyer, this sounds kind of fishy to me, too.
Okay,
sketch, all right.
Yeah, wait till you hear the details of it in the Showbiz Top 5.
And we got your password for the vault. Beat the Bank is also coming up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Contrary to what many people believe, dads are actually looking forward to maybe a little present this weekend.
Just something, right?
Something.
Yeah, just a little something.
People were asked, are you going to get your father a present this Father's Day? And a lot of people said no. And then they polled fathers and they said, I would like one.
Yeah, just something, right? Yeah.
You know, dads always acting like, no, I don't need anything. They want something.
Interview him. There are some amazing questions that you might want to consider asking your dad that will help you learn more about him. What makes him tick? Might help you understand why he does what he does.
Yeah.
So it may be interview your dad.
A card. Just some acknowledgement. Time out.
Yeah.
Let him go out with his buddies. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Welcome to to the show. Congratulations. You're caller number 11.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. I'm so excited.
You sound very professional. You're already at work?
Yeah. No, actually, I'm on my way to work.
Oh, okay. What do you do?
I work for A. Pinewood Home Health.
Oh, home health.
All right.
Yeah.
Keeping it healthy at the home is what we're doing there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, Ashley. Well, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Collection.
There you go.
Password accepted.
Yay.
There you go. Step one completed.
Yep.
Now we move on to
step two.
I guess step two. I was trying to think how many steps we have, but it's only two, basically.
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Now we got access to the vault. You're going to go in there with our banker who's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there. And your only job, Ashley, is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will take home. It can get up to $1,000. You still need to yell stop if he says that number. Because if you don't and that vault door closes, you get nothing. And we don't want that, Ashley.
No.
We already had that happen today once and it hurt our heart. And we don't want our hearts to be broken.
I definitely don't want that to happen.
We don't want that. All right, Ashley. Let's try to win you some money before you even get to work this morning. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$110 $210 $310 $330 $380 $420 $480 $510 $590
Stop.
All right.
Stop before the door closes. Did you hear that?
Is that the door closing?
Yeah. Just starting.
Let's let it play out.
Girl.
And she clearly said stop before that sound even hit.
Yeah.
Absolutely did.
Wow. Thank goodness.
Wow, Ashley.
Yes, girl. What are you going to do with that money?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Definitely something for my dad for Father's Day and something for my kids.
There you go.
Maybe buy him that flamethrower that Elon Musk is selling.
Stop it.
What? A lot of dads want that flamethrower. It's really cool. You can get it at notaflamethrower.com.
I'm just waiting for the lawsuits to start.
Wow, Ashley, we don't even need to see how high it would have gone because clearly.
You got every bit out of that vault.
Man, every set, everything. Congratulations, Ashley.
Oh, my gosh. Right on time. Oh, my God.
Well played. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. And thank you so much for listening, Ashley.
Thank you.
Wow.
By the hair on the chinny chin chin.
That was the closest one I think we've ever had there.
I accidentally just watched the preview for the Dr. Pimple Popper television series.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it good this week?
It's the most uncomfortable preview of a television show I've ever seen.
Man, no, you it say it's uncomfortable.
July 11th.
Oh, July 11th?
I don't love the pimple popping because it's like the highlight reel.
Yeah.
But you like gory.
Boom, boom, boom. I don't love gory. I like scary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like suspenseful and scary. I like the thrills.
Gotcha.
People have been sending me, my buddy Taylor sent me a video of some guy popping his throat.
Yeah.
I don't like those. I like regular zits. I want the regular zits.
Yeah, but this is, it's just one of, you know, too much. Previews pop up and you're not even, you didn't actively seek it out.
Yeah.
It just starts playing on your computer.
Oh. I wasn't looking for you.
Yeah.
I do love that Instagram, though. Hey, we want to try something.
What's that?
You know, the kids always be telling us, like, hey, put me on the radio.
That's what the kids telling us.
Well, kids, here is your chance. But we want you to call us to be on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And impersonate your dad.
Impersonate your dad?
Yeah, because, you know, Father's Day's coming up, and the kids always try to act like they know how we sound.
Clean up your room.
Right, and the dad always responds with, that is not how I sound. Well, you know what? We'll give you a chance to show off your skills on how your dad sounds.
Impersonate your dad.
Without your dad stopping you.
Right.
Now, hopefully this works out. We're going to try it out here. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kids, impersonate your dad next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got some kids on hold waiting to give us their best impersonations of their dad.
Nice.
All right.
And you know, dad always goes, I don't sound like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you do, dad. Yeah, you do. But real quick, Drake's dad is in a little bit of catching a little heat.
Drake's dad.
He was asked a question. He was asked about the Me Too movement. And his answer was a little controversial.
There is something that I want to say to these young ladies that allow themselves to go and be with a man in their rooms or whatever.
Yeah.
Stop going to the hotels. Same with Bill Cosby. Stop going to their rooms. You don't have to be in their room. Take your ass home.
So it's you know, like... Are there the two sides to blame, or is it?
No, there's not two sides to blame. You take your ass home. Okay. Don't go into a man's room. Don't go where a man is. Where you might think a man is going to have anything to do with raping you or anything else.
Okay, don't talk anymore.
He's been drinking us.
So maybe Drake will do an impersonation of his dad here in the near future. He kind of did one on SNL.
Do an impression of that mustache.
Yeah, that mustache is
on point.
It's like a Steve Harvey's, but not as well kept.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Not as pretty as Steve's.
No.
But definitely he's got the...
Oh, it's... Oof.
The growth.
Yeah.
The growth is there. So that's Drake's dad. And now we want to hear... About your dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kids, call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And impersonate your dad for Father's Day.
Hope Corey didn't call.
Oh, Corey Mack, if you're listening, please call.
Nah, he's sleeping or something, hopefully.
Catherine, how you doing?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 8.
8 years old, and you're a pretty good impersonator of your dad?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and hit us with it.
Oh, my daughter's so cute.
Does your dad constantly tell people you're really cute?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you agree with him, though?
No.
Oh, Catherine, I bet you are extremely cute.
That you are.
If your dad thinks you're cute, Catherine. You accept that. Deal?
Okay.
Deal. Good
talk. All right.
Good talk.
Yeah.
Let's move on here with Landon. What's up, Landon?
Not so much.
I think the boys impersonating their dads are going to be slightly different than the girls impersonating their dads.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Landon, let's hear your dad.
You better wake up, mister. You're grounded and you're going to have to do your chores twice as fast.
Wake up now. You can take your time.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the chore you hate the most, Landon?
Taking out the trash or mowing the lawn.
Yeah, like why do we have to do that, you know?
Well, it's got to be done. I used to like mowing the lawn. Then again, I didn't have like a big, huge yard, but I dug it.
I used to always argue with my mom. She'd want me to wash the dishes, take the trash out. And she goes, well, I brought you into this world. And I was like, I did not ask you to bring me into this world.
Yeah. Oh, sassy.
That didn't work. Yeah, that didn't work. So don't do that, Landon.
No.
Don't be sassy with mom or dad because that didn't work out so good
for
me.
That's what they call back talk.
I didn't make you have me.
That is back talk.
Talking back to your parents will 100% of the time get you in trouble.
Yeah. I might make it better.
No. Not once did I ever make anything better by talking back to my parents. And now I notice as a parent that it doesn't work for my kids either.
Right.
Oh, Peyton's on the phone. Is this Peyton's, Peyton Al's son, Peyton? No. No, it's not. It's a different Peyton.
Yeah. Like, let's hear your impersonation of your dad, Peyton.
He's Nigerian, so he sounds kind of funny. He's like, step woman in the house.
Oh, wow, that accent is so thick.
I wish I could listen, but I kind of laugh, but I do listen.
Aww, that's nice.
All right, you stop running in the house.
The house? I never understood why we're not allowed to run in the house.
Because you
the sharp corners?
The sharp corners?
Yes.
Oh, hit your head.
Yeah.
Running in the house.
It's like you'd be surprised at the way kids can injure themselves running through the house.
Yeah. Very easily.
And they don't have on shoes. They've got on socks.
Right, socks.
But it's so fun.
Blam!
Yeah. And then when they fall, you can't... You gotta say, I told you.
Running in the house was my favorite pastime. Wearing socks on the hardwood floor.
Sliding around everywhere. Uriel!
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Let's hear what your dad...
Let's hear your dad impersonation.
What's up, homie? That's what we do, homie.
Oh, you missed me.
You got a cool dad. All right.
What's up, homie?
What's up, S.A.?
I love it.
Who's your dad talking to when he's saying that?
He's right now in the car listening to the radio, laughing and video recording me.
What's up, Bessie? What's up, homie?
On me.
What's
so
up, dude?
Cute.
Well That's done, awesome. Sir. We're doing impersonations of our dads here. Robert's on the phone right now. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
All right, I want to hear what your dad used to say. Impersonate your dad. Go ahead.
Well, son, women are like spiders. They weave a web so intricate. But when you get trapped, they spin a web around you to where you can't escape. And then they eat you alive.
Wow. How young were you when your dad told you this?
I was 13.
Oh my goodness.
Did that taint your relationships with women? I mean, did that affect you in any way?
Well, she gave that speech at mine and my wife's wedding.
Oh, wow. Are
you still married?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
Right. Trapped in that web. Are your parents still married?
Yes, they're in their fourth marriage.
No, they're still married. Just not to each other.
People, yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks, Robert. You have a wonderful Father's Day this weekend.
Can't eat me, I'll divorce you.
Hi, Kendall.
Hi.
Hello. You go ahead and impersonate your dad.
Tea does not come sweetened. Sweet tea is not the original tea. Regular tea is not unsweetened tea. Unsweetened tea is regular tea.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
He has strong opinions about tea.
So your dad, yeah.
So he likes unsweetened regular tea.
It's a tea connoisseur.
He's not a fan of iced tea.
Yeah, no, of course not. Unsweetened tea is the actual tea, I think, is what I picked up from this thing.
Yeah.
Did your dad always confuse you when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what dads do. What we say seems like it makes sense, but it doesn't.
The most profound statement I ever remember my dad saying, he was standing in the mirror, me and my sister right there getting ready because we have the 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom house. He'd been there shaving in the mirror. He goes, "You know what, son? Yeah, Dad, you sure got a pretty daddy." I'm like, "Thank you, Mr. Mack.
You sure got a pretty daddy.
You sure got a pretty daddy."
Yeah, your daddy was pretty. Hi, Samantha.
I'm deity and I'm a hillbilly.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Came off the block.
So, Daddy, what you up to right now?
Showing how it should be done.
Daddy, what are we going to do this weekend?
Hmm?
What are we going to do this weekend, Daddy?
We're going to probably ride our bikes and then go back to Charleston.
Charleston?
Oh, yeah? Do it in your dad voice now.
We're probably going to ride our bikes and go back to Charleston.
There he is. Well played, Samantha.
We have skill.
Well played.
That is awesome.
I thought your dad was standing right in front of me.
Yeah.
Hillbilly dad.
Like, who took Samantha? This is just a man talking to me right now.
Right?
I love her.
Going back to Charles.
I think Sarah might get in trouble a lot. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
How old are you?
11.
All right, and what does your dad say to you all the time?
Oh, 30-ish, you're getting a butt whooping.
Do you get a lot of butt whoopings?
Well, not really, because the thing is, he forgets about it and waits 2 weeks, and then he remembers, and then he can't give me a butt whooping now because he waited too long.
The statute of limitations was bad. Like, Dad, you can't whoop me for that.
That's the week.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. A week is a statute of limitations when it comes to butt whooping.
What a great dad to have. The one that forgets to punish you.
Well, that's what dads always do. We throw out those threats.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a butt whooping.
Then you visualize actually doing the butt whooping, and you're like, I don't want to do
just
that.
Forget it.
That's too much.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Sarah. Good luck on not getting butt whooping. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead and impersonate your dad.
So my dad's from Marion, South Carolina.
Oh. Shout out.
Hey.
I was born in Mullins. It's in Marion County.
So he used to ask me, "Do you love me like you used to love me before you used to love me like you love me now?"
I'm telling you, dads are confusing.
It's got to be a country song or something.
Do you love me like you used to love me?
I think it might be.
Before you used to love me like you love me now.
Yep.
I get it. But you have to take a minute to dissect it.
Did you answer him?
Exactly.
What's the correct answer to that?
Sure.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.